KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN. In college basketball yesterday, Monte Morris scored 20 points and number 21 Iowa State took the lead for good in the final minute before holding off Indiana State 73-71 in the opening game of the Advocare Invitational at Walt Disney World in Orlando on Thursday. Joe Thomas shrugged off a poor shooting performance to put the Cyclones ahead with a three-pointer with 54 seconds remaining. Naz Mitru Long made one of two free throws with 7.6 seconds left. And Indiana State's hope for an upset ended when Britton Scott's three-pointer rimmed out at the buzzer. Iowa State advanced to the tournament semifinals despite going 5-for-15 from the foul line over the final 10 minutes. The Cyclones trailed for much of the first half before using an 11-0 run to wipe out a 9-point deficit. Scott led Indiana State with 20 points on 7-of-18 shooting, a pair of long three-pointers that gave the Sycamores leads in the closing minutes. And Iowa State moves on in that tournament today. They will be playing later on this morning at 10 o'clock against Miami of Florida. Also, the Iowa Hawkeyes play 7th-ranked Virginia tonight as part of the Emerald Classic. The Cavaliers are 4-0, and Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says their strength is on defense.
They work together extremely well in terms of their rotations. They also have, you know, terrific athletes and great depth. And I think that also is very helpful.
And this is the second time the Hawkeyes have stepped up in the competition. The first one resulted in a loss at home to Seton Hall.
We have to be better defensively. We have to be more consistent at both ends. I think we have to play with great energy. Our execution has to improve. You know, and all of it has been pretty good. It has been. You know, and I think that's fairly common for young teams, but it has to get better to be able to beat teams of this caliber.
The Hawkeyes will play either Providence or Memphis on Saturday, depending on the results of today's games, and that will either be a 2 o'clock or 5 o'clock tip-off tomorrow, and we'll have that game for you here on KJN, but tonight we won't have coverage because the Iowa-Nebraska football game will still be going on with that coverage, but tip-off for their game tonight against Virginia is set for 7 o'clock there in Florida. Also, Sam Cassell Jr. had 15 points and 7 assists, and Iona beat Drake 64-53 last night in the Great Alaska Shootout for their first victory of the season. Iona trailed 38-28 early in the second half, but the Gales hit three straight three-pointers, two by John Sevier to pull to 38-37. Sevier gave Iona its first lead of the second half at 42-41 after another three. It was tied at 52-all with 5:46 left. By Iona went on a game-clinching 12-0 run, highlighted by three three-pointers. Also last night, a game we had for you here on the radio, Monique Billings scored 27 points to help number 9 UCLA beat Iowa 78-65 on Thursday night at the Cancun Challenge in women's basketball. Billings made 9 of her 12 shots and was 9 for 9 from the free throw line for the Bruins. Jordan Canada and Kennedy Burke each added 13 points for UCLA. UCLA led by 4 at halftime, and Iowa cut the margin to 2 early in the third quarter, but was unable to get any closer. Allie Disterhoff scored 16 points, and Megan Gustafson added 15 to lead the Hawkeyes. After a back-and-forth first half, UCLA led 42-38 at the break. Trailing 35-30, the Bruins went on a 12-3 run to close the opening 20 minutes of play. And Iowa will continue their play at that tournament today. Also in football, a season that appeared to be unraveling 3 weeks ago can end on a high note for the Iowa Hawkeyes when they host 17th-ranked Nebraska in their annual Black Friday showdown. The Hawkeyes take a 7-4 record into what Coach Kirk Ferentz calls a growing rivalry.
We haven't played that much. I mean, historically, we really haven't, you know, played all that often. We're border rivals, but, you know, we were in two different conferences for so many years. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's still about what happens at game time. No matter if you've been playing 100 times over the last 100 years or haven't played, it's still about what happens at game time.
It will be an emotional day for 14 Iowa seniors.
Yeah, one thing you always got to caution your seniors about is we still got a game to play, a really big game, a really important game. So you got to try to balance it. Not the same as, but kind of like, not playing a game during the day when you're kicking it off at, 7 o'clock or 6:30 or 7:30, whatever time they tell us to jump.
Iowa has passed for less than 100 yards in each of the last two games, and the Hawkeyes have been riding the running back tandem of LaShawn Daniels and Akram Wadley.
So we've got two guys that we have confidence in, and the best thing is they complement each other. Well, they're different yet. You know, they can kind of play off each other a little bit, and there's certainly room for both.
And there's also plenty on the line today for Nebraska.
There's lots of reasons to win this game. You know, it's Iowa. It's a rival game. It's a chance still for us to win the division to get to the Big Ten championship game. It's 10 wins. It's a better bowl game. There's a bunch of stuff.
That's Coach Mike Riley. The Huskers are in search of their third straight win at Kinnick Stadium.
This is a solid football team that has been probably, in the last couple of weeks, played their best ball of the year. So that's the timing that we have Iowa with right now.
You can catch that game beginning at 12:30 with a pregame here today. 2:30 kickoff there from Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. We'll have it here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. Yesterday in football, the Dallas Cowboys extended their team record for longest regular season winning streak by taking their 10th in a row by beating Washington 31-26. Ezekiel Elliott ran for 97 yards and two touchdowns on 20 carries, including a one-yard scoring run that put the 10-1 Cowboys ahead 31-19 late in the fourth quarter. The Redskins fell to 6-4-1 despite Kirk Cousins, who passed for 449 yards and three touchdowns. The Lions have grabbed sole possession of first place in the NFC North at 7-4 as Matt Prater drilled a 40-yard field goal as time expired to give them a 16-13 comeback win over the second-place Vikings. Prater also tied the game by hitting a 48-yard field goal with 1:45 remaining before Darius Slay returned an interception 13 yards to set up the winning kick. The Lions won for the sixth time in seven games and dropped Minnesota to 6-5. The Pittsburgh Steelers improved their AFC playoff hopes as Ben Roethlisberger threw three touchdown passes and Antonio Brown in a 28-7 win over the Colts in Indianapolis. Le'Veon Bell had 120 yards rushing and scored on a five-yard run to cap the Steelers' first possession. Colts quarterback Scott Tolzien threw for 205 yards, one touchdown, and two interceptions, while starter Andrew Luck sat out with a concussion. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.